Triple M. Rush Hour, if you're in Brisbane, Storm update shortly as we do the show for Harvey Norman, cooling solutions for every home. Australia made 329 in the cricket against the Proteas in Canberra. Aaron Finch with a century. Now, Rabs, the Dragons continue to be the busiest team. Well, they and the Broncos have been the busiest teams in the off-season. Today it was announced that they have allowed Jared Beale and Kyle Stanley go, Cronulla snapping them up immediately. And Dane Nielsen has been bought by the Dragons from the Warriors. So what do you make of that? Obviously, it appears they're purging here. They're continuing to clear salary cap money.
Yeah, it seems that way. I've got no argument to resist that. The fact of the matter is that the Dragons seemingly are trying to unload players that are costing a lot of money. And Brett Morris is a perfect example of that. They would never have wanted to let Brett Morris go. I mean, let's be fair, dinkum. But they're now starting to fill the ranks with players, and you scratch your head and you say, why the name of God are they signing these players? And to be quite frank with you, Parramatta's doing the same. Parramatta's got rid of, they didn't get rid of him on purpose, Jared Hayne, but they're filling their team with players that I don't think are going to help them.
Mm.
And St. George, if you like, St. George Illawarra, are doing the same bloody thing. And if you want me to be blunt, that's how blunt I'm going to be. Well, you've got two clubs, the Great Dragons and the Great Eels, and they're filling their clubs with players that, yeah, they're nice blokes and they're handy players, but they're not going to win you a competition.
Well, what more helps the Eels? I know what you're saying about the other fellas.
Mate, Anthony is not the Messiah. Let me assure you of that. They've lost Hayne. They've got Watmo. They've got Champion. They've got Reece Robinson.
Yeah.
Please, do you mind? I mean, they're nice blokes and they're handy players, but, you know, what you have to do, and Manly is on the right tram, their major objective under the Penn administration is to keep Foran and Cherry Evans.
Mm.
Isn't it mind-boggling? Isn't it amazing? They wear 6 and 7. I've never seen a New Zealand side as good as this side since I first did a test match in 1971. They have never had two outstanding 6s and 7s in the same side. And really, the example they showed us during the Four Nations, and you can bag it if you want to bag it, but they now have got two great 6 and 7s playing together. And what have they done? They won the Four Nations.
Now, the other story here is the Sharks, and they keep building, and all of a sudden, Rabs, they're starting to look like a team that can certainly make the top eight if they stay reasonably injury-free. In fact, what we've done here, in sort of Triple M NRL style, let me take you through, because, you know, all the chopping and changing, we've got here what we think would be the best 17 at the moment for the Dragons and the Sharks.
Yeah.
So we'll go through the Dragons. If they would apply tomorrow, injuries aside and new signings aside, their team will be this: Josh Dugan, Jason Nightingale, Peter Matautai, Dane Nielsen and Dylan Farrell in the centres. Now, if there's been any changes here and I've missed, but I've only done this very quickly, please let me know. Gareth Widdop and Benji Marshall, the halves. The forwards: Trent Merrin, Lisa Narmow, Joel Thompson, Ben Cray, Mitch Rain, Dan Hunt. And the reserves might be Mike Cooper, Tyson Frizzell, George Rose, and Bronson Harrison, I think, has been released, but there's nothing official there.
No, he has.
He's gone. I thought he had.
Just give me the Dragon spine, if you don't mind.
Dugan at one.
You've got Dugan at fullback.
Well, they can put Farrell there. They might do something else.
Okay.
But I'm trying to put together their best 17, where they're put on the field and who starts and who's on the bench.
What's their 6 and 7?
Widdop and Benji.
Not bad.
Mitch Rain, their 9.
That's fine. That's great. That's great. But they're buying players. They're unloading players. I mean, they've unloaded Brett Morris, and they're buying players. And I'm saying, why did you buy him? So that's all I'm saying.
So
to
that
you
would be the Dragon side. This is the Shark side, I've jotted down here. And again, you can argue as much as you want here. This mightn't be their best 17. Michael Gordon, fullback. Valentine Holmes on one wing, either Mitch Brown from the Bulldogs or Sasai Fecky on the other wing. Jared Beale in one centre spot. Ricky Latelli and Kyle Stanley perhaps in the other centre position. Ben Barber, I think they've talked about being a 5'8", so let's put him there. Jeff Robson, the half. What about this forward pack? Wade Graham, Luke Lewis, Chris Hyington, Paul Gallen, Michael Ennis, Andrew Fifita, and a bench Jason Bikuya, Sam Takatisi, Anthony Tupou, and maybe Kyle Stanley if he's not in the starting side, or Antinero Arona. That, to me, Rab, sounds like a pretty damn good 17.
Yeah, it sounds okay. Look, I don't want to deflate what the Cronulla are doing. I think they're trying to rebuild a club. I keep going to the 1, 6, 7 and 9. I keep going back to that. We did it with the Dragons. You've got Michael Gordon. You've got Ben Barber. Mm. Then you've got Robson. And you've got Michael Ennis, right?
Yes, yes.
And your forward pack, there's no denying your forward pack is very good. I worry about the rest of your back line. I worry about that. But then again, I mean, Cronulla's out there doing the best they can in the marketplace. There are other clubs out there, like I think St. George Illawarra and like Parramatta. They're just filling spots and hoping for the best. What's happened, they've lost the best. I mean, in fact, Cronulla has lost Carney, as we know, and so they should have lost Carney. But Parramatta's lost Hain, and you replace him with Watmore? Now, Anthony's a friend of mine, but he's not going to win football matches like Jared Hain will.
But no one can. I mean, there's no other Jared Hain to go and replace him.
I understand that, but if somebody said to me, Cronulla or Parramatta has just bought Daly Cherry Evans or Sean Johnson or Kieran Foran, I'd sit up and say, wow. Wow. That's what I would say.
Of those two teams, Dragons and Sharks, with their best 17s that we just outlined, or possible best 17s, for me, no contest. Sharks have got the better 17. But your reaction to the Dragons side makes me think you might think they could edge out the Sharks next year.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do, very much so. I mean, Dugan, Widop, Marshall and Ennis. No, not Ennis. Who Mitch Rain.
Yes.
I mean, that spine sounds pretty good to me. Dugan, Widop, Marshall.
Mm.
Who's their centres?
Well, Dane Nielsen and Dylan Farrell.
Nielsen's a fine player. And, you know, Farrell was on an upward spiral just like Dylan Walker, if you remember correctly, a couple of years ago.
Mm.
Why they let him go south, I guess it was to accommodate people like Inglis and company. But at the end of the day, look, it doesn't really matter. All they're doing is rebuilding. They're trying to restructure the organisation. And I applaud them for that. And I applaud Parramatta for doing what they're trying to do. But I don't know that they're improving that much.
Okay. All right.